Break.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to episode 4 of the Music Biz Out of Bounds podcast. Things are really picking up, you know. I'm kind of getting the hang of this. I'm coming up with some ideas that can actually help you guys. So I appreciate all the love and the support and the encouragement for doing this. And most importantly, the feedback that I'm getting, because the feedback is actually helping me improve this more and more. So again, thank you for everyone who has been a part of this journey in the beginning. And I thank you for new people who are just tuning in. So again, welcome to the Music Biz Out of Bounds podcast. This is episode 4. I think I titled it Attract Your Ideal Fans. So yeah, this is yours truly, Maria Dion, founder and artist management consultant of Sparks One Management. So yeah, if you're just tuning in and you want to know a little bit more about me, I suggest you go back to episode 1, which is the rambling introduction where I gave a little brief overview about who I am. And in the meantime, why don't you go ahead and check out episode 2 and then episode 3. I can't remember the titles, but yeah, go check those out. And then, you know, you'll pretty much have a little bit of an idea of what we're doing here. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. So everybody's talking about how to build your fan base. I think that's what my episode 3 was about, how to really build your fan base. So once you set all of those things up that I suggested that you set up and as your foundation, this one is all about how to attract those people. Okay, now before you can attract fans, I'm gonna tell y'all a secret. You gotta know who they are. I mean, I'm just saying, that's the big secret. Okay, you have to know who these people are. Now some of y'all are gonna say, well, how do I know if I don't know, right? Well, here's the key. There is a way to finding out what you don't know. I talked about that too in the Facebook Live session. So why don't y'all go ahead and check out the Sparkswood MGMT Facebook page. On there, we have a couple of Facebook Live sessions where I did pretty much the same thing as I'm doing right now, but you get to see my pretty little face and my weird little backgrounds to get more information to kind of help you guys put these things together. But so there's this thing that marketing people use called a buyer persona, or in the music industry, we call them ideal fan profile. So what this is, it's pretty much a profile that is built based on a series of questions. So that's it. They ask you different questions about the kinds of people, and it's all guessing, okay? Let me repeat that. This is the secret that marketers don't want you to know, is that they don't know. This is how they find out. They come up with really great questions to ask to extract those answers and then create this profile. So what you want to do is you want to create an ideal fan profile. Just sit and use your great imagination that you have of creativity. So you imagine this ideal fan, right? This ideal fan who just loves you so much, loves your music, support everything that you does. You imagine what this person look like. Is it a male or female? Or you could have both. Your ideal, you could have two ideal fans, one in the male arena and one in the female arena. You could do that. That is a possibility, okay? Don't let nobody tell you have to pick one, or you can actually have two if, in fact, there are two ideal fans. Do not, under any circumstances, feel the pressure to create two. I want to keep this in perspective. There will be an audience of people that will include both male and female, but there is a type of person that you're looking for. There's a type of person that you want to attract, and there will be no one person that's going to have every single thing, right? But you want this one person that's going to get as close as possible to everything that you want. And then other people will come along that pretty much fit the descriptions of your ideal fan profile. So this is why creating that is important. Now, I know y'all probably like, well, I already got fans that support me. And that's cool. I'm not telling you to get rid of those people. What you can actually do is you already have the data that marketers would actually need from you. So if you already have fans, what you want to do is stop promoting to them right now and create you an ideal fan profile. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of guidance on that. There's actually three types of fans, okay? You have a casual fan. That's somebody who sort of kind of pays attention to you every now and again, but don't really care about what you're doing. Then you have a real fan, who is someone who cares about what you're doing. They participate more than likely, and you know, they'll share a couple things every now and again. And then you have the ultimate fan, or the ideal fan, or the super fan, right? These are brand evangelists. These are fanatics. These are the people who go to football games and wear the t-shirts and paint their faces. These are people that are in the Beehive with Beyonce and the Little Monsters with Lady Gaga. These are those people. So your whole purpose of creating your ideal fan profile is to figure out who are your Beehives, who are your Little Monsters, who are those fanatics of your fan base. What characteristics and qualities do you imagine that they have? And then you put them in this ideal fan profile. And then what you start to do is you start to tailor your marketing messages and your promotion to attract these kinds of people. Now, there is a process to do that. Again, that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother discussion. But I just kind of want to give you guys a little bit of clarity on what it is that you're doing already. Because again, I told you the mission of the company, if you are new to this podcast, the mission of Sparkswood Management is to improve the daily lives of the everyday struggle for the musician and artist, independent, undiscovered, and unsigned musical groups, musicians, and artists. So that's what we're doing here. And this is going to relieve some of that pressure, because most of the time, the reason why you feel the way you feel about marketing is because you don't know if you're saying the right message. And part of the reason you don't know if your message is connecting is because you don't understand who you're talking to. You're too busy trying to talk to everybody. And then you're trying to, hoping that casting this huge wide net is going to bring you in a whole bunch of fish. Well, that only works for mainstream and people with a whole lot of money, because they have a lot of time and a lot of money to spend on doing that. And they can wait and wait and wait for those things to come back. You don't have time to wait. So this is how you cut time, but you're also being productive. You want to cast a broad net, but not too broad to where you're not being productive and then you're being discouraged and uncomfortable with what it is that you're doing. So let's stop doing that. If you already have fans, this works for you. You just need to take some notes about the current fans you have. Get to know them. Find out their interests. Find out what they like. Find out the types of things that they buy. Find out what's the last thing that they bought. To, you know, find out how do they buy. Do they prefer online? Do they prefer in store? Find out if they actually participate in entertainment things. Like, you know, do they go to the movies? How often? You know, getting this information about your fans will help you figure out what types of things you can create for them, and then how you can actually engage with them to get them involved in what you're doing. But if you don't know them, if you don't take the time to understand them, this is why it's not working for you, because you're making your music career all about you. It's all about, hey guys, look at me, I'm doing this, come over here and buy it because I said so. No, they don't give a shit. But they'll care if you give them a reason for them to care. And they'll mostly care if that reason is tied to something that they care about or something that they're interested in. And creating this ideal fan profile will help you. And learning about those three types of fans will also help you. I'll recap those. So the three types of fans are casual fans. Those are people who listen to your music every now and again. They don't really care too much about what you're doing. They don't really engage, so they don't share. They're on social media, they're looking at your stuff, but they don't like, share, comment, or anything. They may do it once every couple of months or so. That's a casual fan. A real fan is somebody who actually likes music. They support you more likely. So if they see something online, they are more likely to click like. But they may not necessarily share, right? Or they may share. They may share, they may like, they may comment, but that's pretty much about it. They'll buy if they can, put it like that. They'll make excuses for reasons not to do it. But if they can, they will. Those are real fans. Super fans, they don't make excuses, y'all. They make shit happen, okay? They cannot pay their rent and they'll still be at your show. They can you know, not pay a bill so that they could buy a t-shirt that you got on sale. Like, those are the super fans. So you want to create an ideal fan profile based on who that ideal fan of yours or that super fan is. And the way to figure out who that is, literally, is to create that ideal fan profile. You can Google that, and you know, some options will come up, or you can Google buyer persona. That is the marketing term. Same thing that you can use that for in the music industry. Or you can hit us up at sparkswoodmgmt@gmail.com, because we do ideal fan profile. So if you need help with that, again, y'all can send me an email and say, hey Maria, I need help with creating an ideal fan profile, can you help me out? And I'll do it. Again, you can send that email to sparkswoodmgmt@gmail.com. Again, I am Maria Dion. I am the founder and artist management consultant of Sparkswood MGMT. So if you want to know a little bit more information about the company before you decide to do that, I encourage you to visit sparkswoodmgmt.com. Ask as many questions as you possibly can to reassure yourself that this is something that you need to do. But I want to have you pay particularly close to something. Do not talk yourself out of it, okay? I'm here to help. That's it. I don't want anything besides to do my mission. And my mission is to improve the daily lives of the unsigned, independent, undiscovered artists by decreasing the everyday stress. That's what I'm trying to do. And this is what we're doing. This fourth episode, along with the Facebook Live sessions we're doing and some of the posts that I do on Instagram, is all designed to help you guys feel better about what it is that you're doing and give you some actual things that you can do right now. Not things that you have to wait to get some money for or wait for another person, but things that you can actually do right now so that you can get a little bit further. That's what this is about. So again, I encourage you to ask me questions. You can actually send messages, voice messages here on Anchor. If you're listening to this podcast on Anchor, you can send me voice messages directly. So if you have something, you know, you want to say, and you don't want to go to the website, or you don't want to hit me up on social media because you're listening to this right now, you can actually send me a voice message on Anchor. I encourage you to do that as well. Or if you want to hit me up on social media, if you want to hit me up on Instagram at SparkswoodMGMT, DM me, you could do that too. I'm sorry, DM me. I said DM me. But yeah, you can DM me on Instagram. You can. I'm on Twitter too. I'm not that active on there, but I'm there. So you can shoot me a tweet, DM me there too, or you can hit me up on Facebook, or you can visit the website. There's plenty of options to get in contact with me to ask me questions that will help you in making the decision in working with us. So I encourage you to do that. And yeah, that's pretty much all I got for this episode, y'all. So yeah, ideal fan profile is very important. I need y'all to create those if you haven't done so. And if you need help creating them, we can do them here at Sparkswood. Just send me an email and, you know, we'll talk about it. And remember, the three types of fans are the casual fan, the real fan, and the super fan. And you want to build your ideal fan profile around the super fan, who is also the, I just lost my train of thought. Who is also your ideal fan. Yeah, okay. And then, you know, just to help with the confusion, if you're thinking, well, what about my audience? Like my fan base, right? Well, your fan base is going to include all three of those people. But most independent, unsigned, and undiscovered artists spend a lot of time marketing to casual fans and real fans, who are the people that are unlikely to actually buy things from you. They're unlikely to spend money. They're unlikely to show up at your show. The ideal fan, the super fan, is the one that's most likely going to show up without much convincing. As long as you have clarity in your mission and what it is that you're doing, they'll show up. The other two, not so much. So your audience, your fan base in general, is going to include all three of those types of fans. A lot of your marketing is going to have to convince those other two. But you don't want to spend a lot of time convincing people who are not bought into it already. You want to focus on people who get it, got it, so y'all can go. Okay? So that is it for our episode 4 podcast. I hope this was of great importance to you. And yeah, that's pretty much it, y'all. So I'm gonna go ahead and check up out of here. Until next time, I love y'all. Peace.